Oh no, lads. Looks like this neocon Nikki Haley has moved her way quietly off of Blonald Blump's VP blacklist. That's right, neocon, let's blow up some more places. Haley is going to be VP. According to Axios, boys, they've got insiders inside Donald Trump's campaign headquarters. Maybe it's the FBI's asshole listening to him. Anyhow, well, that sucks. Man, because this couldn't possibly be wrong. It's Axios, boys. NewsGuard's very own Axios. It's been fact-checked, right? It's undebunkable. All the Pinocchios are de-Pinocchioed or something like this. Because, again, it's mainstream media press. They would never be wrong. Oh, wait, whole shit, no. Axios and the mainstream media press, they ran this out there. They ran this out there. It's fucking stupid, of course. Donald Trump himself said, no, you dumb bitches. Nikki Haley is not under consideration for the VP slot. I wish her well in hell next to McCain. But no, Nikki Haley's out of the running for the VP. They tried to sneak this in to the information sphere as a way to upset Donald Trump's base, I guess. I don't know what the hell they were thinking over here. This is good old-fashioned information stupidity. And the mainstream media press was immediately blown the fuck out. Just immediately. Donald Trump said, no, you dumb bitches. No, no, don't worry, everybody. Don't worry. I'm not insane. I'm not listening to Jared Kushner this time. Where the fuck is Ivanka? Ivanka's been grounded. Ivanka had her black credit card. I'm forgetting what the hell that, not Discover, but the one when you're rich. She had her daddy's black credit card cut up and her plane grounded, and this chick's been sent to her room, and Jared Kushner's been told to shut the fuck up. And Donald Trump ain't listening to that shit anymore. And so, no, Nikki Haley can go fuck herself. This John Kerry and drag-looking goofball over here can go fuck herself. Immediately comes out and sets the record straight, saying, no, 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 Nikki Haley is not under consideration. And all the neocons are like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Maybe Liz Cheney's still in the running, huh? Huh? Maybe her? Shut up, assholes. Former President Donald Trump confirmed on Saturday night, immediately, by the way, immediately, that Nikki Haley is not in the consideration for vice presidential pick in the upcoming 2024 election. Oh, that's weird. That's weird. Well, the person over at Axios who had this scoop, will they be demoted or fired for being 100% wrong? Of course not. Of course not. This fucking soy burger over here, Alex Thompson. We did it, everybody. We snuck in to Trump Tower. Then we've got secret information. It's a scoop. No, it's not a scoop. You're fucking... Again, this is information fair over here. So, there you go. I like this version of Trump coming out and going, no, fuck that dumb bitch. That's what I'm saying, fuck that dumb bitch. In the most polite way possible. I wish her well. Stupid bitch. You know he typed that in. This dude's on his phone at 1 in the morning and going, no, no, no. No, this ugly bitch is not anywhere... No, fuck her. Uh-uh. And then he goes, oh, okay, listen. Let me say this in a slightly meaner. It's even meaner when he leaves that part. I wish her well. When Donald Trump always gives a backhanded compliment like that, it's hilarious to me. But there you go. How'd that work out? Oh, wow, the mainstream media press, wrong again. And nobody ever held accountable. Oh, okay, well, it's not an accident then. Fucking scoop. Holy balls, boys. But there you go. Rest assured, it won't be Nikki Haley. It won't be Liz Cheney. It won't be Adam Cries Like a Bitch Zinger. It won't be any of these fights. It's going to be Ben Carson, probably. Donald Trump, you know, the left-hand side's constantly running around saying that Donald Trump's a racist. And I think the way that he's going to defuse it is by picking a black person. Unlike you fucking lefties out there, there's plenty of black people that are capable. And he's going to go with one of them. He'll go with Ben Carson, probably. I want Tucker Carlson. I gotta be honest with you. I think it's probably fucking stupid. Tucker Carlson as VP. But Tucker Carlson, when you're in an information war, having a VP who does a show on X and will reach millions and millions and millions of people immediately, boy, that's power. That's a dynamic duo. But having two white guys, hey, listen, I don't like it that way. I wish Ben Carson had a little bit more fucking spice to him. I wish Ben Carson, I wish him well, and I'm sure he's qualified and intelligent enough to hold the position, so it's fine, but I mean, Tucker Carlson's my man. Tucker Carlson, I wish Tucker Carlson was black. But this is just the reality of the situation that we're in right now. It's got to be a black person. It's got to be a black person. A black person, Donald Trump's team. Donald Trump is being told over and over and over again, he's got to pick a black one. He's got to go the Kamala Harris route instead of picking a dumb fucking asshole diversity hire like Kamala Harris. He'll pick somebody who's just a hire, who happens to be black. But sure the fuck won't be this ugly goofball over here. Look at her over here pinching little tiny balls over her. Huh? She's probably got balls. It's a fucking lefty chick over there, boys. You know they got dicks. Anyway, there you have it. Nikki Haley, not on. She's still on the blacklist. How's that? That's racist, by the way. That's racist. Fuck you, Nikki Haley. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support the channel. You've kept up to date on Nikki Haley not being the VP. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.